Now, the Liberal MP Andrew Lamming has had a win in his defamation case against the ABC. He's been awarded $79,000 in damages, all because of a tweet posted by a reporter, Louise Milligan. Louise Milligan made reference to a photo that Andrew Lamming took of a woman who was bending over in her workplace, but the national broadcaster has stepped in to pay the money, so that means ultimately taxpayers pick up the bill, not Louise Milligan. Including legal costs, taxpayers will pay $130,000 for a single tweet. Now, the ABC is in the process of trying to change the rules around their staff members and their use of social media. Sam Macedoni is our legal eagle from Macedoni Legal. He's on the line. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Ben.
This is an interesting space because she wasn't putting the tweet up as part of her job, but her employer is picking up the bill, and ultimately we're picking up the bill.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it was a private tweet. It was on her own personal account. It had nothing to do with the ABC. But they decided, because they said that all of this is a particular and exceptional circumstance, that they're going to pick up the bill. So that's $130,000 that you, I, and the rest of the community are going to have to pay for someone who's made a personal tweet and defame someone. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, the ABC says it's paying the cost due to particular and exceptional circumstances, but they don't say what those circumstances are.
Exactly, and I personally can't see what is so particular or exceptional about someone who is using a private tweet account to make a comment about someone that's defamatory. Why on earth would they pay her defamation damages? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And now, of course, the managing director, David Anderson, has virtually sent an email to all his staff telling them that from now on they will be legally responsible for what they post on a personal social media account. So why is it different?
It's a bit of a reminder for everyone out there, because once upon a time when social media came along, people thought, oh, I can say whatever I want to say on here and there are no consequences. Well, people are learning the hard way now that that's just not the case, right?
Well, exactly. And even Milligan said that, and this is what she claimed, rather than apologise, she said that Twitter was a truncated and imperfect medium to send a message across. So just let it be a warning to everyone that any tweet can be very defamatory, and that nowadays defamation actions are being successful against people who defame other people by using these personal accounts.
Yeah, a win for Andrew Lamming, a loss for taxpayers everywhere. Sam, we always appreciate your point of view. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Good morning.
Sam Macedoni joining us from Macedoni Legal.